Dobro dojdavte. Hello, my name is Father Stanko. I'm the Macedonian parish priest in Perth. I'm in the parish priest here in the Macedonian Orthodox Church of St. Nicola.
Now, we're standing at the entry to this amazing church. This is the first time I've been here. I'm also here with Stefan Adamake.
Yes, hello.
Hello. And when I walked in here, you were up a crane up in the top of one of the domes painting.
Well, that machine is very useful. The community decided to have it bought to ease my work.
As we walk through, now we're at the west end of the church, and so that's a tradition that all Macedonian churches face east-west?
Yes, indeed. The altar, which is behind the iconostasis, the screen, the beautifully carved screen you see in front of you, has to face east always. That's very important.
As we walk down the aisle, just explain to me some of the icons that we're going to see.
The iconography started as a need to educate people about stories in Christianity at the time when most of the people were illiterate and couldn't read and write. So at the sermon, the priest showing them an image on the walls or on the ceilings would have made the understanding of the whole thing easier.
So essentially, if I was to walk into any Macedonian Orthodox church in the world, I could look at the icons from the right of the altar and follow them around, and it's like reading the Bible.
Yes, yes, indeed, yeah.
Seems like each figure has a golden halo around their head.
Yes, yes. You see, I started late in life in this art, so by the time I came here with just a few years' experience, I'm happy to say that I'm pretty consistent in what I've done when I started in 95. And you can see the colouring, it's pretty homogeneous, the design, so I'm happy about that.
Now, Stefan, when did you start painting this church?
Well, the church was consecrated in 96, and just before the end of the year, 95, I started. So the first commission was the main dome in the church, which took about 5 months, and then we went from there.
This has pretty much been your office for the last nearly 20 years.
Yes, yes. Actually, I live at the back of the church in a little room they organized for me, which is helpful because sometimes when I'm in a good mood, I can work for 10 hours a day and just lie down for an hour and work again.
Do you work on your back like Michelangelo was apparently supposed to have done for the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, that's a myth. You know, you can't work like that. You have to have, I call it a necklace, which is a chickpea tin. I hang it around my neck, and then I put a jar of paint inside. So I have to dip the brush, probably thousands of times every day on a particular painting. So that's easier for me to, instead of stretching to a container next to me. Mm-hmm. So Michelangelo wouldn't have done it differently.
So he would have been standing with his hands up in the air?
Yes, you have to be at arm's length because you have to control what you are doing. And being close to the wall, you can do that. Or specifically, if you are working on the ceiling, for example, sometimes you have to squat to be a little bit away to see if the line you just done is right or wrong. And so on.
And where did you learn your craft?
Well, I come from Romania. I lived half of my life in a communist dictatorship, and when the gate was open and the communism finished, I ended up in Greece, and I managed to be introduced to a very good painter. And because I wasn't a stranger with the paint and the brushes, I picked up the trade pretty quickly. And then when the opportunity came to get some work done in Australia, the community liked my style, and I was given the commission to paint the church.
For 20 years, just about.
Almost, yeah.
Now, there is one dome over here that there's only sketches on a white background. That looks like the last piece of this church to be painted?
Yes, yes.
So when do you expect to be finished completely in this church?
two to 3 years. You see, I my wife lives in England, and I have to go there at least twice a year. So You can imagine. Probably more like five years, as Pope Stanko says.
Any given day, we can pretty much find you at the top of this crane here, busily painting away to get these domes finished.
Yes, well, the church has to function, so the weekends, when possible, when the law allows, they have weddings and christenings. But most of the time I'm here and I'm working.